From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran has foiled attempts by foreign enemies to turn anti-government protests into an insurgency aimed at overthrowing the Islamic Republic. The Ayatollah said these events, a reference to the protests, shared a common focus that was the difference between the honest and rightful demands of the people and the wild, destructive behavior of others. Speaking in the holy city of Homs, the Ayatollah accused the U.S. and Israel of carefully organizing the plot to overthrow the government. But he also acknowledged the economic challenges facing Iranians. More than 20 were killed, and by one account, thousands were arrested. Meanwhile, exiled Iranian Prince Reza Pahlavi, speaking to the Associated Press, said the people in Iran are acting out of hopelessness.
I think you're talking about a moment in time in our country's history where people who are simply fed up and have nothing to lose anymore, and they know that this situation, as long as it prevails, there's no hope for them in any sense, are really now taking some very brave and defiant steps. And that's very important, I think, particularly from the outside we're looking in to understand.
The son of the late Shah, overthrown in 1979, said regime change is the ultimate formula, and it won't come about by external forces, but rather by the Iranian people themselves. South African President Jacob Zuma Tuesday said he'll set up a commission of inquiry into allegations of corruption, following release of an anti-graft report and Parliament's decision to review impeachment proceedings. Mr. Zuma, who will leave office next year, was ordered by the Constitutional Court last month to set up the commission. The 75-year-old Zuma has denied numerous allegations of wrongdoing since taking office in 2009. He stepped down as leader of the ruling African National Congress Party in December. This is VOA News.